Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Hello, welcome back. Today's subject is Ruby, my dear. This is one of the great ballads by Monk, one of the great ballads of all time by anyone. It's just an incredible tune. The way it's put together, the melody, how memorable the melody is, combined with how the harmony moves around, is very sophisticated, very ahead of its time. From 1945 when it was written, and it was called at that time Manhattan Moods, and it was later recorded as Ruby My Dear after a girlfriend of Monk's named Ruby Richardson, I believe. And the main source that I have listened to the most is the Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane version from 1957. There's also a great recording on the Solo Monk record, the one where it's like a drawing of Monk in the airplane cockpit with the flight helmet on. That one he's playing solo, it starts off just, and he's doing the time kind of, you know, in the left hand, and that's very revealing for the chord voicings and stuff like that. But I probably listen more to the Coltrane version, which starts off with this intro, And it's a chord kind of like this. This is also at the end of the tune, where it goes. So the intro is kind of. And then it goes into the tune. So what's going on here? This chord, I can't really play the chord that I want to play, which is like has an F sharp, G sharp, and an A in it, which I can kind of just barely get if I play E here and open D. It's like an E seven chord with the ninth, and then the third and the sharp 11. I mean, third and the fourth, not the sharp 11. That's pretty hard to get, pretty gnarly. So I think I'll use this one, which is also not that easy, but it has a E, G sharp, D here, and then the another G sharp, and then the A. The important sound to me is this semitone on the top. You know, we've heard that a bunch of times in different kinds of voicings like this. And this is another version of that. So, where there's a semitone between the third and the fourth of the chord, and it's in the top of the chord, right? So this is kind of an E7, or the fourth and the third. Fourth and the top, you know. And then to a G flat six. Now these notes, F sharp, E, C sharp, A, G sharp. This is kind of fun guitar trick. They can all be played right in this area with the natural harmonics of the bottom three strings. Playing F sharp is the fifth partial off of D. The E is a sixth partial off of A. The C sharp is the fifth partial off of A. The A is the fourth partial off of A. And the G sharp is the fifth partial off of E. All right? In terms of, I say the partial numbers 5, 6, 5, 4, 5. Then like a B7 flat 9 to a B-flat 7 flat 9. I'm just playing three notes here. B, A, C, and then B-flat, A-flat, C-flat. Okay. And then the tune starts. These kind of 2-5 ones. This is F minor, 7 B flat, 7 flat 9 to an E flat major. Now, E flat is off the guitar. Really, I would love to have that E flat, but we don't have it. So, when I want to play a voicing of a major chord with the fifth in the melody, the fifth is kind of low, I'll often play this voicing. Like a song like a. In this lush life right here for the D flat. And again here for the F. So I'm using that for this E flat. It just has a better sound than just like an open fifth or something. You know. Lets me get a note in between there. Then has this rising thing. So what is this? It's just simply this is in the key of E flat. It's like 2 sharp 2 3, all minor seventh chords. But then, so it sounds like six chords, but really it's only three because the cool thing is, and I don't know, I've never really seen this done in any other kind of tune, but. It's a great move. Like you go, I'm going F minor, F sharp minor to G minor, and then when I get to I want to have the A flat in the bass because the bass just goes up chromatic. When I get to the A flat minor, I just play F minor again, but in an inversion. So I'm playing what looks like an A flat six. So this is F minor, F sharp minor, and G minor in the first inversion. If you wanted to get the whole minor seventh voicing, you would put that on top. But I'm really playing just the bottom three strings, kind of shell voicings. Because that's the melody. That's kind of the counter line that you hear. So very nice way to move all the way up there with only using the three chords. Because it's really, that's what's happening, like harmonically, but because of the inversions, it sounds like it's more. So this is clearly a G minor because it goes to a C7. But the bass line is nice because it goes la da da da. So it can sound almost like a 4-5-1 instead of a 2-5-1. Now this one doesn't do that. It doesn't do that whole thing. It just goes. So the second time to F major to. Basically the same phrase has been happening in three keys. First in E flat, then in F, then in A flat. So it doesn't really follow a pattern of whole steps. It goes up a whole step and then it goes up a minor third. And this is a similar thing, but different rhythmically than the previous one. The previous one went just on quarter notes. Now when we're in the A flat, there's that kind of boom, boom, boom. One, two. Oh, no. So what's going on there? So this is when it does the 2-5-1 A flat. Goes back to the 2. It feels like we're kind of in A flat, right? But it real abruptly goes from B minor 7 to like an A major. Kind of an A. I wouldn't say it's a major 7th. I don't really hear that, but it's more like a kind of an open sounding A. I like to play this. Open strings on the guitar because this is like a closed sound, and then to an open sounding thing I'm playing A, F sharp, C sharp with an open B and E. And then it goes to B minor as if we're going back to A, but then it goes to a B flat augmented. So it goes da, da, da. So it goes from this B minor to B flat, 7 augmented, then get back here. So what an interesting chord progression that is. 2-5-1 in E flat, 2-5-1 in F, 2-5-1 in B flat, 2-5, and then 2, and then kind of a substitute almost for the 5, the A, but it's not an A7 really. It's not an A7, it's more like a... Well, it sounds like you've just modulated all of a sudden, and then you let it, and then as if it's going to reestablish it in A, but it doesn't. It goes to B flat augmented to get to F minor. It's almost like a backwards 2-5, because then it goes back. back to B flat 7, but with a flat 9, a different sound than the sharp 5. Right? Same thing as before. Augmented the next time, it goes to a B flat 7 with a sharp 11 to keep that E in the melody, because then it actually does go to A major finally. And this is again that same voicing I was using, real nice open voicing. It's to me, it's a like a nice thing to do at the bridge as a guitar arrangement, to just give it a totally different sound. It reminds me of something you would hear in some Brazilian music. One of those kind of voicings, you know. This kind of tune. So this is moving around in A. La, 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 la. I'm playing in B minor. And then an E7 with a flat 9. Basically a C sharp, or a, I'd say a D flat over E. Like a 13 flat 9. Because the melody is F to D flat. So la, da, da, da. Monk plays a little figure, a little train figure, like a. Sometimes he does it in that spot. So like. On the recording, I take the melody up an octave. I could take the melody on the whole bridge up an octave too. It might be nice. Maybe go. Yeah, maybe so. That's nice up there. I think I'm gonna do that. I can't remember what I did on the recording. Here just with the B minor, and then to me this is a little muddy, so here this is nicer. Yeah, and then you can go, okay. So this is from the beginning of the bridge. E7 flat 9 back to A major. The melody's on the 6. And you could, I was trying to see if I could do both at the same time here. It goes to B flat 6 to a B diminished. C minor. Now is one of the more interesting chords of the song. Monk plays a little descending, typical kind of descending thing from the root on the C minor. He does kind of a root major 7 flat 7. And then here. So once he's at this spot, he has kind of all these notes. Has the root major 7 and the flat 7, and there's a nice voicing we can play, which is this. This is a minor 7 chord with a major 7th in it. So C, E flat, B B-flat, B natural, G. So... I really like that chord. Then it goes up D minor to E flat minor. I'm playing like an A flat 7 with a flat 5, or 9th with a flat 5. The sound of it is kind of whole tone-ish. And then this is a little arpeggio that's at the end of the bridge. It just goes up an E-flat major triad, but then puts an F-sharp on the top. You could also go and grab this harmonic off the 4th string. That's kind of nice. Or even... no. That's excessive. Kind of cool just to grab the last note. Okay, so the bridge. Now if we did it up the octave, let's do it there. The bridge, or my arrangement of the bridge anyway, but it's pretty faithful to as close as I can get to the way that he plays it. Now suppose we wanted to keep on this octave. This could be interesting. So then we need to get up here. Sorry, we can go I'm grabbing the fourth partial off the G string. Now, we can't get the F, really, or the B-flat. We could go like this. Sorry. Whew. So we get this partial. Kind of awkward, but I like it. So we come here. Sorry. I gotta get a B flat. Could do here, or maybe just here. I like this though. Maybe we kind of do it like we're doing the piano left hand, something like. G, and then the C sharp, and then the C we can't really get. I mean, we can get this C, but that's too high and it's out of tune. So we can go see, let me just do a artificial harmonics. Sometimes that's easier. I can keep doing them. And then, now we come to this chord. And we can do this thing again. Different melody. La, da, 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 da. And we can do that also. So that's. this. So I'm saying, I'm going, E, D, B, G sharp, G natural, which are also all available here, so.
E, D, B. E, D, B, G sharp, G natural down here.
And that's an A7 chord. And then you have. Was a little messy how I did all that. So let me go to the end, where I started playing those harmonics on the last A section. So I was just figuring it out, and now hopefully I got it. So at the end of the bridge, I went right. So I'm gonna come here. Oops, it's a little tricky. Sometimes where they are. So that ending is, I don't even really know how to analyze it. I mean, because you're here. And it ends in G flat, you know. And then. To an A7. So that's a B, B. From the, when you get to the, after you get here. Before that, it sounds like it's in B flat minor, and then it goes to A, or then it goes to the E7, then it goes to G flat, then B7 flat 9, B flat 7 flat 9, and then this other melody to an A7, and then to an A flat 7. And ends in D flat. You know, which, you know, a lot of Monk tunes do end in D flat. You know, I'm thinking of stuff like. Seem like it would ever go to D flat. This is introspection, but it ends there, you know. And this root, my dear, is kind of like that for me as well. So thanks for joining me today. I hope that was interesting to you. And there are many, of course, many ways to get at this tune, but I thought that little thing with the harmonics was something that I added as part of my a way to play the melody a little bit different the last time around. You can hear that on the recording. And I'll post a little performance video after this. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video,
Head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.